count to become a muskie angler at this point?
Well, you know what, I tell you, what a lot of the muskies guys do, guys and gals, there's some female guides too, they're very good. What a lot of these guides will do is they'll take their clients out muskie fishing, and these muskie guides are dialed. I mean, anybody wants to get a good muskie guide up at the Northwest Angle, you're going to learn a ton, you're going to see fish. You know what, it's kind of cool too, I think, because they'll go muskie fishing hardcore when they, you know, in the afternoon, if they want to take a little break, whatever, just chill for a little bit. Let's just switch to walleyes. They go whack their walleyes, jump up on an island, do a shore lunch, go back to casting for muskies. Heck, a lot of the muskie guides, you know, some of what they do, they have to walleye guide, even though it's not their first choice, muskies are. But they walleye guide because that pays the bills, right? That's what most people come to Lake of the Woods for. And they'll walleye guide. They'll come in, they'll cut fish for the clients, make sure that everything's ready to roll. What do you think they do then? They turn around, jump in their boat, and go muskie fishing. Personally, yeah. I mean, they're obsessed. You know, heck, and I don't recommend this, but you know, you'll be up there and you got some storms rolling in. But if those muskie anglers aren't in the water already, they jump in their boats and they go for it, man. That's when you get that bite window, you know.
I don't recommend this. Anything that comes T-shirt. After that.
I'm not going to recommend going out in with storms approaching, but that's just real life too. You know it is, right. And you know that.
Well, I know, and I've got a couple of buddies that are up there that are guides up at the angle, and they send Snapchats, so I see the muskies that are up there all the time, and it's like, oh, god dang it.
Well, how many times, I know multiple times we've been up there duck hunting,
yeah,
and we'll just be doing something for like 20 minutes on the island or wherever we're staying, and all of a sudden they'll come ripping back in the boat, like, where'd you guys go? They're gone for a half hour. Oh, I tried to catch a muskie real quick. Yeah. Yeah. You didn't just want to sit down for a half hour? You just had to be on the water right now?
They're obsessed, and obsessed in a good way. They're really passionate. The other thing, too, is when we had COVID and the Canadian border was closed, some of the muskie nets that are guides up at the Northwest Angle were obviously forced to stay in Minnesota waters. Boy, were they happily surprised at what they found.
They found some fish?
Passed over for a long time. And in fact, they still don't really do much with them. They kind of leave them alone and they go target the Ontario side, you know.
Well, I think Canada actually closed the border in the lake too. So
dropped
all the
gate down.
The American muskies were like, I guess we stay here.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
That was a terrible joke.
Pretty sure.
That was awful.
Well, it's also, you know, if you remember COVID, I mean, that's so we couldn't, you couldn't cross the border. And yeah, they didn't have fences like that, but that you couldn't cross the border during COVID at all. So, you know, the muskie anglers had to stay on this side of the border and were happily surprised with what kind of quality fish were on the Minnesota side. But then it was also interesting because if you remember during that ice fishing season, we created that Northwest Angle guest ice road that was 38 miles. So people could travel up to the angle still, and we still had ice fishing season up there. It was a very unique time. I hope we never have to go through it again.
Yeah, if you go on YouTube and search for Prairie Sportsman, you can see that that road. And we took it up there and did some fishing that angle. I mean, the south end of Lake of the Woods, of course, the Rainy River, great places to fish. But that angle is such a special place up there, Joe. And if anybody watching or listening to this, if they've never been up to the Northwest Angle, you have to go check it out because you can still get in on all the walleye fishing that Lake of the Woods is famous for, but do that muskie fishing, smallmouth, big pike, crappies, lake trout, pretty much everything. You're in the islands. It's like being out in the wilderness. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and we have a lot of people coming up that actually are coming up and they don't even really care about fishing. They're coming up to get a picture with the northernmost point buoy, just like they have the southernmost point buoy in Key West. We have a lot of motorcyclers who, they'll go and, in fact, we just had somebody recently, and he was on a motorcycle. He bought a piece of a key lime pie down in Florida, and then, you know, with the buoy in Key West. And he drove his motorcycle up to the Northwest Angle and had somebody take a video of him eating key lime pie up at the northernmost point.
That's awesome.
We told the guy who was talking to him, you know, who's a resident up at the Northwest Angle, you should have given him a walleye sandwich and sent him back home.
Yeah. Was it over the ice road? Did he take the...
Like, he just water skipped it.
Yep. Right.
Like a snowmobile.
That's awesome. All right, Joe. Well, if people want to plan a trip to the Northwest Angle or the rest of Lake of the Woods, what should they do?
Hey, check out our website. And that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba LLC. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen to it again, or maybe hear an extended version of some of these interviews, you can download the podcast. Go to sportingjournalradio.com. Or you can watch this show on YouTube or Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio.
into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The aftermath of Thursday's presidential debate continues as the first polls emerge, says ABC's Mary Alice Parks in Washington.
Voters overwhelmingly thought that Trump won the debate, that Biden had a really dismal performance, but it didn't seem like it moved a lot of votes. Biden only lost about 1.6 percentage points of potential voters. Trump barely got a bump up. It does look like independent candidate RFK Jr. gained about a percentage point.
Prominent Democrats have maintained their public support for President Biden. The Supreme Court did not rule on former President Trump's claim of criminal immunity. That's expected Monday, but the court ruled in several major cases on Friday, including one that overturns the power of federal agencies to create their own regulations, a principle known as Chevron deference. Airlines bracing for the busy July 4th holiday travel crush. The TSA expects to screen more than 32 million people through July 8th. This is ABC News. Prosecutors in New York say they have proved Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is guilty of bribery charges.
After 7 weeks of testimony, prosecutors in the bribery trial of New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez have rested their case. On Monday, it's the defense's turn, where witnesses for the Democrat and two New Jersey businessmen named as co-conspirators will take the stand. The defense claims no crimes were committed and no bribes were paid, despite investigators finding gold bars, a Mercedes-Benz convertible, and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash in a raid of Menendez's home 2 years ago, as well as evidence of bribery in return for political favors. Menendez, his wife Nadine, and the businessmen allegedly involved have pleaded not guilty. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Four Missouri prison guards charged with murder in the December death of a black man who was pepper sprayed, had his face covered in a mask, and was left in a position that caused him to suffocate at the Jefferson City Correction Center. A fifth guard charged with one count of accessory to involuntary manslaughter. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Top-line indicators show the economy is doing well, even if some Americans are feeling pessimistic. Mike Mohn spoke with a public union leader who credits federal policy for better times.
John Havlicek has been teaching in the class for a quarter century. Havlicek, also a union leader, says he's seen how the Biden administration's efforts on student loan forgiveness are having a positive impact on his colleagues. One way is through home ownership, which he says is out of reach for many in the field.
That's just not conducive to getting the best and the brightest into our classrooms. So the student loan forgiveness then is a huge deal, because that's $200, $300, $400, $500 a month would be freed up for folks to spend elsewhere on something like a house.
He wants policymakers to get even more creative, suggesting a federal match to get states to boost education spending. Havlicek says new federal investments in infrastructure and clean energy have helped local universities and hospitals expand. Havlicek says jobs tied to public works projects in his area are strengthening public unions after Wisconsin Republicans have tried to weaken them in recent decades. That includes the repeal of state prevailing wage laws. He says workers now are benefiting from labor standards and training included in policies like the Inflation Reduction Act.
These are high-paying jobs. And when we couple that with the technical college, these folks can get their training and they can raise families. They then, you know, buy their groceries. They go out for dinner.
Havlicek says it's important to have these new career pathways as La Crosse's population becomes more diverse. La Crosse has seen a nearly 70% increase in Latino residents since 2010. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
A tale of two cities. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 4-2 here at AmFam Field Friday night. Are the Cubs batters simply playing too much under pressure? Manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, that's not something we've been doing really. So their bullpen did a good job getting swing and miss.
At $213 million, the Cubs have the ninth highest payroll this year in baseball. While at $105 million, the Brewers rank 23rd. And yet, Milwaukee's in first place, the Cubs in last. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's encouraging that guys are just, you know, they're hungry. That's the best way I can say it. You know, they're hungry. They love playing. They love the game. They're always helping each other. We're not perfect. I mean, we're not great, but, you know, to see them help each other and see them be excited for Churio, you know, and it's, you know, it's a beautiful thing. As a coach, it's a beautiful thing. It gives you hope that there is still that teammate concept in baseball, you know.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. Partial sunshine for tomorrow, still a chance of storms and highs in the upper 60s. Lots of sun and low 70s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a chance of storms by night, highs low 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Stay tuned, Polka fans, and turn up your radio for the next 2 hours. FM 98.3 WCQM brings you the best variety of polka music on It's Polka Time with your host, Craig Ebel.
Hey, does everyone know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
It's time to polka!
Polka time again. It's time to gather around everyone to listen to a sound that's getting bigger day by day. You hear it on the radio, and I'm from Polka Land. So kick your heels up high and live it up throughout your life.
Turn up your radio, because it's polka time! Hello everyone, this is your host Craig Ebel, inviting you to get set for the biggest and best variety of polka entertainment on It's Polka Time! It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is being brought to you in part by Cy Funnenstein Music Service and SizeMusic.com, your destination for polka and old-time music. Off we go again. It's another edition of It's Polka Time. Hi, polka music fans. Craig Ebel here, settling in once again, spinning you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music on It's Polka Time.
Kicking off our show today is Jeff Winard and the band with My Favorite Polka on It's Polka Time.
Thank you.
for me now, surf, surf.
If you're out there in cyberspace surfing the internet, catch a wave on www.itspolkatime.com. Itspolkatime.com is a fun and free site on the World Wide Web. It features galleries of pictures to download, information on polka organizations and publications, and links to some of the hottest polka websites on the internet. Happy surfing from Itspolkatime.com.
Hi, polka fans. This is Jimmy Weber from the Sounds Orchestra, and you're tuned into the biggest variety of polka music on It's Polka Time with my buddy Craig Ebel. They could never hold a light to you. I sipped one or two mint juleps down in sunny New Orleans, kissed those southern bells and strode the avenue. Laid on the beach of Waikiki and watched the ocean roll, but none of these could hold a light to you. 'Cause she's my polka loving lady, lips as sweet as cherry wine. But she's my polka loving lady, and someday I know I'm gonna make her mine. Been up north to Canada where the mighty north winds blow, to find someone to keep me warm at night. Those California girls can really turn a head or two, but somehow things just never felt quite right. So I steamed the mighty ocean and I sailed the seven seas, from Tijuana down to Timbuktu. Shared a glass of wine and gaberry and a laugh in London town. Polka loving girl, I'm coming home to you. 'Cause she's my polka loving lady, lips as sweet as cherry wine. 'Cause she's my polka loving lady, and someday I know I'm gonna make her mine. Polka loving lady.
This is where the party is. A polka party with Craig Ebel, and it's polka time.
There's a snappy one there for you by Norm Wilkie and the Little Fishermen with a tune called the Dizzy Chap Polka. Before that, we heard a live recording of Jimmy Webber and the Sounds going back to 2003 with Polka Lovin' Lady. And kicking off our show today, the Jeff Winard Band from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and the title song from his recording, My Favorite Polka. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your radio, and welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you the biggest and best variety of polka music right now on It's Polka Time.
Exclusively to the listeners of It's Polka Time.
You and me, baby, you and me. Take a chance on love and dance with me.
The final CD recording by the International Main Street Polka Band, Polka's Hot. Polka's Hot features a whopping 28 selections performed by the International Main Street Polka Band. Available only on CD, Polka's Hot features 28 selections, including Yazbopoidem Nagorensko, Corby's Polka, the Duluth Polka, Rosemary's Polka, Play Ball, and the La-di-da.
Everybody do the la-di-da, la-la-la-la-di-da.
Polka favorites like Yasa Maiko, You and Me, Dupont Polka, Yodel Down the Mountain, Bridgeport Polka, Ting-a-ling Polka, Pocatella Polka, and Mom and Pop's Polka. Beautiful waltz selections including Setting Sun, Life Goes On, Children's Wishes, Summer Night Waltz, The Wedding Waltz, and The Susie Waltz.
Every dream belongs to Susie.
28 songs recorded by the International Main Street Polka Band on their final CD, Polka's Hot. There's a limited number of these CDs available, so order yours today. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. A limited number of CDs remain, so order your copy of Polka's Hot by the International Main Street Polka Band. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432.
You're listening to Craig Ebel and It's Polka Time.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and get those feet moving and enjoy some polkas. Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls is bringing you the Northwoods Polka Show. It's always a party at Jack's Corner Bar with deep-fried chicken served every day of the week. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays, pork and dumpling, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursdays, and breakfast served all day on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, open Wednesday through Sunday, where good times roll.
With over 2,000 animals and acres of fun, you'll find a million reasons to smile at Wildwood Wildlife Park.
Did you happen to see the snow leopards?
What? Snow leopards? How cool is that?
Or experience that cool safari tram ride all in one day.
We love coming to the zoo. It's so much fun.
It's a wild world. It's a Wildwood.
If you can make a hyena laugh, flirt with flamingos, party with parakeets, polka with penguins, what a treat. Laugh out loud, cause the lemurs are cute. Libra with the zebra, it's up to you.
It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Highway 70, 2 miles west of Minocqua.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Have your power sport and outboard motor work done by a certified power sports technician. Jared is the right man for the job, whether that job is a side-by-side, an outboard motor, an ATV, or a snowmobile. They're even an authorized dealer of Hewitt dock and lift systems, but call them to install or remove docks of any brand. Your power sport pro goes with you on the trail and on the water. Make sure it's someone you trust. Make sure it's Northwoods Service Center, your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Call Jared today at 715-518-9118 or find him next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. Partial sunshine for tomorrow, still a chance of storms and highs in the upper 60s. Lots of sun and low 70s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a chance of storms by night, highs low 70s.
Currently at 64 degrees.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is heard on great radio stations all over the United States, including the voice of the Tri-States AM 1370 KDTH in Dubuque, Iowa, 840 Rural Radio KTIC in West Point, Nebraska, and Classic Music FM 95.5 and AM 1350 KCHK in New Prague, Minnesota. Be sure to take the time and thank the stations and their sponsors for bringing you It's Polka Time.
We'll be right back.
On the old button box right there, music of Larry Rashavi and the Out of Town Checks from the recording Check Approved and a tune called the Peanut Butter and Jelly Polka on It's Polka Time.
Zodjeva bajna, poruža rumena. Tri noći već su prošle, od kada čekam ga ja. I noge još će proći, ostajem žalosna.
Milo moje malo, I am hoping and I am sighing. My loved one now. Just one look at her dark eyes will be my sweet paradise.
Charm of your beautiful dark eyes carried my heart away. Thinking of you, my darling, night after night and day. Do not cry, beautiful dark eyes, I am your sweetheart now. Just like when I first saw you under the full moon and stars.
There's some tambura for you, tambourine style, with Mikey D in the band and Charm of Your Beautiful Dark Eyes on It's Polka Time. For all your old-time and polka music favorites, Cy Funnenstein Music Service has a catalog with hundreds of polka recordings available on CD and cassette tape. Log on to sizemusic.com and browse through a large selection of polka recordings by many of today's polka artists and yesterday's polka greats. Alphabetized for your convenience, you'll quickly find your favorite polka selections at sizemusic.com. Don't have access to a computer? Call 877-479-5269. And receive a free catalog. That's a toll-free call, 877-479-5269. Cy Funnenstein Music Service has many of your favorite polka artists in stock. Call 877-479-5269 and receive your free catalog. That's toll-free, 877-479-5269. Or visit sizemusic.com on the internet. Cy Funnenstein Music Service,